So we're all about preventive medicine, and we've been working with Elaine's group for a long time and trying to make sure Narcan is in the hands of everyone we can. Well, last fall, we started to seriously have some conversations with the CDC about needle exchange and about the amount of intravenous drug use we have here in Lorain County. And in October, they sent me a letter saying that we would be a prime candidate for a needle exchange. And the reason is because if you have that much intravenous drug use, and you have hepatitis C rates, and you have HIV rates, they can really just take off. And so if you want to do something, you know, in a public health way, you try to prevent it before it happens. And so as we're starting to see these rates start to go up a little bit, we want to make sure it doesn't just take off. And so we said, okay, well, that's great, except how are we going to get the community to kind of, you know, where would we hold this? And so we started having preliminary meetings and talking a little bit about it. And a few months back, we were at a meeting with the Nord Family Foundation, and there was a discussion about needle exchange. And I was sitting in the front with Elaine, and Chief comes up and he goes, "Hey, I'd really be really interested in really maybe being a site." And of course, now, you know, I'm thinking, you know, there's a lot to this, and this is a little more controversial. Are you sure that, you know, you want to do this? And I didn't really know him very well. But he was like, "Yeah, let's come out and have a meeting." So we came out and met with the mayor and talked a little bit about, you know, what it would be like. We knew that it was legal in Ohio, and there were specific things you could do to make sure you could do it. But there was some work to do before then. And so we talked a little bit about, you know, these Hep C rates and other things like that. But really the real reason for needle exchange is to connect folks who want to quit and keep them healthy until that day when they walk in, like we've heard about today, where the day you walk in and say, "It's over, I want to stop." How do we keep them healthy, keep them alive with Narcan, keep them moving along until that day comes? And so really, needle exchange has to be built around a group that has multiple services, everything from recovery and detox and every other thing you might need. And so this was a perfect example. And so we do have a little bit of work to do yet, but we do have some opportunity to bring it. And I was really happy to hear that this might be a good location. So looking forward to it.
We will gladly answer some of the questions that we can reference that. There's a lot of questions we can answer because it's an ongoing process. Part of this discussion was the fact that because of all the work that we've done with Link, that we think this is a community that's open to this idea because we think it'll help, because we know that there are positives to this whole thing. And I had to check with some important people to me, you know, and I had to check with the mayor, and the mayor says, "You know, Chief, if you think it's a good idea, I'm willing to trust you." And so, he's been on board. Then we talked to our council, and they've given us the thumbs up. And I know that the EMS director and the fire chief have talked to their boards, and they're all on board. And we know, because this is about community, I started that whole meeting out about this is about community. We know that this community is ready to embrace that. So, listen, it's a great thing that we're doing here, and we're helping people because people are people. They're not addicts, and they're not cast-offs. They're people.